AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A video has been released by the family of the man shot and killed by police in Charlotte, North Carolina, Keith Scott.
Don't shoot him! Don't shoot him! He didn't do anything!
The video was taken by Scott's wife.
He doesn't have a gun. He has a TBI. He's not going to do anything to you guys. He just took his medicine.
TBI is traumatic brain injury. The video does not show the actual shooting. A lawyer for Scott's family says the video does not prove whether the shooting was justified. Police have said Scott had a gun. Some witnesses and the family say he was unarmed. The funeral for Terrence Crutcher will be tomorrow in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was shot and killed by a police officer 1 week ago. The officer, Betty Shelby, is charged with first-degree manslaughter. Ted Cruz says he is going to vote for Donald Trump in November. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
After bad-mouthing Trump for months and refusing to endorse him at the GOP convention, Cruz says in a lengthy Facebook post that he will honor his commitment and vote for the GOP nominee. Cruz said he made the decision after what he called months of careful consideration, prayer, and searching his conscience, while acknowledging he's had areas of significant disagreement with Trump. Cruz calls Hillary Clinton wholly unacceptable, manifestly unfit to be president, and says her policies would have, quote, devastating results for the country. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A new AP GFK poll shows more than half the country fear a Donald Trump presidency. There's strong opposition to his approach to immigration. About a third of Americans believe Donald Trump is at least somewhat qualified to be president. 44% said they would be afraid if Hillary Clinton is elected, far less than the 56% who say the same of Trump. Two-day rally is over on Wall Street. The closing bell has sounded. The Dow finished down 131 points. This is AP Radio News. President Obama vetoed a bill that would allow families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia for alleged roles of Saudis in the attacks.
The president argues the bill breaches a key principle, the immunity of nations to being sued in domestic courts, and invites retribution.
This opens up, potentially, U.S. service members and U.S. diplomats to being hauled into court under spurious charges or under spurious claims.
Spokesman Josh Earnest argues sanctions are the better way to go after state sponsors of terror. Still, he says Obama knows avoiding an override will be tough.
He's prepared to take that political heat because he's committed to protecting our national security.
Indeed, with even Hillary Clinton opposing him, this could prove the first veto override of the Obama presidency. Mark Smith at the White House.
And the White House also says a budget proposed by the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, does not include money to help with the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. And it's unclear whether the president would sign it. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.